You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That Am Yisrael, all of a sudden, they showed a reaction. It's called Raknanut. It says Vateragenu. It simply means complainer. Remember the part? So they complain. It says Vateragenu Be'aholechem. So they start complaining, and they said that, you know why we are placed in such a circumstances? Because Hashem hates us. Hashem hates us. So now here, this attitude is called Narganut, complainer. Gelaye. So now, here, why people complain? Now you don't know why. As you mentioned, why people complain? Because they go through hardship. Yes. Right. So when you go through the hardships, then who do you blame? You blame Hashem. You blame Hashem. Blessing, I do it. Troubles, who does it? Hashem. No. Yeah. Whatever, you know, have gain, who did it?
I did it.
I started from zero.
Zero.
I did it. But other troubles, who does it?
Hashem.
Hashem is a troublemaker. So now here, that's what I'm saying. They said, but I get no about Hashem. Start, you know, complaining. Why? Because they said, "Sinat Hashem, Hashem hates us." So now here, in the practicality, so when we go through, you know, something that maybe we didn't expect, it's surprising, it's painful. So obviously, our reaction to the circumstances is what? What do we do? What do you do?
You complain.
How come? Why like this? I have to go through this. You know, what did I do? He's like this. I'm like this. I'm better than him. You know, you keep complaining. So that means that actually, what happened here? What happened? Why? Hashem made a mistake. Hashem always make a mistake. Hashem made a mistake.
No.
So why are you complaining? Why are you not happy?
Because he made a mistake.
No, why are you not happy then? Why are you making a mistake? Why are you complaining?
Because they make a mistake.
Lack of emunah. So that means, what does that mean?
So we give ourselves the right to do what even we know is wrong to do. And then nature.
What do you look?
We blame.
Why do you look at people? Why do you look at people?
We blame everybody else.
I know. Why do you look at people? Bilam taught us, you know, actually gives a great remedy to stay healthy and blessed. Don't look through windows of other people. What do you want from other people? But that's not the point here. So Gemara says an interesting thing. It says, "Ivelet Adam tisalif darko, ve'al Hashem yisaf libo." So Gemara brings, the story of the brothers and so on, about Yosef HaSadiq. It says, "Ivelet Adam tisalif darko." Our wrongdoing causes that, you know, we get off a path and then troubles will come. Ve'al Hashem yisaf libo. Say, Hashem, what did I do? Why are you doing this to me? Rahmanut, Yubrachum v'chanun. Why are you doing this to me? What happened? Why I have to go through this? Gemara says, no. Ivelet Adam to Salif Zarko. That even realizing or waking up too late or too stubborn, maybe I should change my path. So then you go on, you know, whatever that you are habited to. But the point of matter here is Hatsur Tamim Paolo. The Torah says, no. Ribono Shel Olam, Tzur Tamim Pa'olam. Tzadik ve'yashar. Ribono Shel Olam, it's tzadik, yashar. It's not anything to blame to Ribono Shel Olam. And not only that, Gelayeh, to complain, that's going to do any help. It's going to help you out. And just like, let's say, you know, you go on a travel on a bus, and then there's a traffic. So what do you do? What do you do now? There's a traffic, bumper to bumper. What do you do?
Change the driver.
No, you're not the driver.
You blame the driver.
You blame the driver. There's a traffic.
Yes.
That traffic, you're in a bus. You're sitting in a bus. There's a traffic. What do you do?
You read Tehillim.
If you have a Tehillim, so you have to get Tehillim with you. To read the Tehillim, that's one choice. What's the other choice?
You complain.
What's the traffic? Yeah. What's the other choice?
You talk to Hashem.
But make sure nobody's hearing you, you know, so they will not have, you know, will not be misunderstood. What the other choice?
Tefillat
Aderech. But the best choice is you get up, you go close to the end of the bus, and you start pushing. You push the bus. That's the best choice. Why do you? Doesn't move. You just push it. You push it. Push it. Then you make a beautiful profile for yourself for the rest of your life. Everybody that is watching you, and then you give such a headache to everybody. But you know. You can look outside, the beautiful view, you know. But here in life, that's how it is. In life, you're on a bus. So now, the mission that we have, either, you know, you stay calm, you know, you relax, you leave it up to Hashem. Say, you're driving, what can I do? You know, I cannot do anything. You go push the wall, you know, what's going to do? What's health is going to do? But if you leave it to the driver, so yeah, there's a traffic jam. And that's what happens. In life, there's always traffic jams. Kids, spouse, health, financial matter. It's a traffic. So what are you going to do? You're going to go push the wall? Huh?
No.
Retail him, do some hit body dut, you know, some do meditation, you know, relax, and bring peace for people around you. Why, you know, panic and then you get out of control, you know. Now, you're not going to stay healthy, and everybody around you. You know what happened to them? Yeah. So that's what exactly here. And you know what you said? You said Hashem hates us. Hashem, besinat Hashem, you know, he did it deliberately, intentionally. He wanted to torture us. And that's what exactly our attitude is. We complain and say, you know, Hashem, you know, likes to torture me. People say that. You say, you know, he enjoys it. Chas v'shalom. Yeah. I want to be an interesting story about a villager. That he ordered a nice cabinet for his wife.
Cabinet?
Yeah, closet, nice closet. Yeah, so he comes home and he sees the wife is sitting there and crying. So, why are you crying? So she says, there's a lady in the closet. I said, lady? What do you mean? I bought a closet for you. What is this lady? She said, go look. So she goes look. She said, there's a man in there. There's a man. So we're talking about, you're accusing me? There's a man in there. So they start arguing and this. They call the police. The police comes. So what's happening here? He said, there's a lady in the cabin, in the closet. So what do you mean? There's a man in the closet. So the cop goes there, opens it. She said, I don't know why you called me. The other deal is the police in there. Because there was a mirror there. Yeah. Yeah. So the cop says, you know, I don't know why you called me here. You know. So that's how it is in our complaint. We are all as Gemara brings nogeya bedava. We only look at the matters the way we
want to see.
Like to look at it. Yeah. As Gemara brings, kol hanigayim, the one pays attention to chus. Yeah, chus, that means accept his fault. You listening?
Yes.
Yeah. So now there's a beautiful insight. What does it mean? Instead of looking at his fault, so they explain the Gemara in a very interesting way. And that is, all the negayim, all the faults that you see, chutz, you see on other people, actually, it's your fault. That means whatever you see, actually, Baruch Shalom is, give you a message, right, that's yours. That's your nega, that's your fault. So now here, in practicality, in a house, place of work, in our relationship, we see lots of negaim. We see, you know, it's your fault, you did this, you did that. It could be true. But the point of the matter here is, we forget, you know, maybe I have a part in it. Maybe I should have done it differently. I should handle it differently. Maybe I should have behaved differently. But instead of doing that, what do? Complain after complain after complain after complain. Yeah. So now, here, the message here is, stop complaining. Don't complain. And ask Ribbono Shel Olam, I need your help. I don't want to complain. I know you're just, you only do right things, but please help me out to fix whatever that I'm supposed to fix. And then you see miracle. You see miracle you cannot believe. And see, all of a sudden, things 180 degrees will change. Don't blame other people. Don't complain. Come to Rosh Hashanah and says, it's all my fault. I accept it. I admit it. Please give me a chokhmah. Give me a wisdom that I'll be able to fix myself. Many, many tried it. And Baruch Hashem, their life changed 180 degrees. Stop complaining. Especially what we go through at this moment. And you see, like there's a rerun again. Why? Because Ibn Shalom is telling us, you're not getting the message. I have to send a new one for you now. And you see again, people, you cannot recognize them anymore. Yeah. Then again, you know, back to the beginning. Why? Because Hashem says, change. Do something. Make a different schedule. Yeah. So Hashem is like,
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.